Our next guest is always introduced as the world's greatest entertainer, and of course he is. And his return to show business after his many years of retirement has been nothing short of sensational. And he's very, very much like Georgie Jessel. Well, he's a ladies' man. Anyway, they grow up and become ladies. That's one thing about them. So I was very happy to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Al Jolson.
Tonight, you are looking at the goose who's going to lay the golden egg. Why I am brought at this ungodly hour to tell jokes or to make any speech, I don't know. I haven't any speech. I haven't any writers to write me jokes. But I'm proud of one thing, that I'm standing up here and I'm able to say things about Jessel. Outside of Cantor, who I'm glad left me out with the idea of Georgie saying something about my death, and I know he's still mad at me about the jazz singer. And Jessel, well, always imitated me. Stole my jokes. Stole my women. Or tried to. No matter what girl I went after, Georgie went after it too. And this girl was playing at the United Artists Theater doing some kind of an act. That vaudeville there at the time. And he knew that I was going with her. He was pretty well stuck on her. But he knocked on the door and the girl said, "Who's there?" And he said, "Oh, rockabye you," and she let him in. I never saw her after that. But Georgie has a happy faculty of going around and making jokes about people. They're very cute and all that. Now, of course, I resent that crack, Mr. Benny, about me having $5 million. I really have seven. So if I flop here, then I don't mean a damn thing. I know Harry Cohn is sitting down here, and Louis Mayer is up here. They both want me after tonight. Nobody will want me. But Jessel always had a happy faculty of telling jokes. And just lately, he was in New York playing a saloon. I forget the name of the place. And at that time, a lot of columnists had things in a paper about how I wasn't getting along so good with Larry Parks. So Jessel got out on the floor. What's the name of the place you play, Georgie? The Carnival. Got on the floor and he says, "It's a lie." He says, "Jolson and Parson get along great." He says, "Not only do they get along great, but not long ago," he says, "Jolson invited Parks out to his home in Malibu and took him swimming, tried to teach him how to drown."